الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم، روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه، ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. وقال تعالى: منكم، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Tonight is either the 30th of Jamadi al-Ukhra or the 1st of Rajab, depending on the sighting of the moon. If anyone has got news that the new moon has been sighted, So tonight is the 1st of Rajab, and this is one of the nights that du'as are readily accepted. And mostly we are unmindful, ghafil, we don't take advantage of it. And du'a is the means by which Allah will do everything for us, much more than all the efforts we make. Like a person thinks, I must build a shop, I must build a house. That thought makes the shop come into existence. After that, all the planning, the building, the contracts, all that is big, big outward. But it was that thought that brought it. A person wants to build a house, that thought of it. So the du'a is the thing that makes everything happen. Afterwards it will look, these people worked, those people did this, this happened. But the du'a is the basic thing. When the ulama of German, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, wrote to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahimahullah, the Sheikh, that we have started Darul Ulum here in Deoband, in India, to protect the Iman and the Islam of the people. Haji Sahib said, that is your outward structure. But it was my nights and nights I spend in dua to Allah that make some means for the Muslims of India to be saved from the onslaughts of the British that time, who wanted to convert all to Christianity. So it was the duas there in Makkah Sharif. And the zuhur of it, it became manifest and apparent in Deoband in India. So the du'as are the things, and we don't know whose du'as are working where, which time, which place, how it is. So there is a very special night. Let us not be unmindful of du'as. We need du'as for ourselves also. We don't know the next minute what our conditions can be. We don't know in our family what the conditions can be. Everything is smooth sailing, alhamdulillah, Allah keep with afiyat and salamati, all of us. But we don't know when, what can change. We need du'as to protect us all. And in that, one particular aspect is to make shukr. On what we have, we hardly make shukr. The Quran declares, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants make shukr. And those few also, وَقَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, they also make very little shukr. So we are drowned in the namath of Allah. Instead of making shukr, we are drowned in gunas all the time. So we should be making shukr. Allah Ta'ala increases His ni'mat. Allah has promised, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَام تَعْكِيد. And noon mushaddad, thaqila, also ta'kid. And it's kalamullah. And kalamullah in the Quran Sharif, there can be absolutely no doubt. Easy way to become rich, easy way to get good health, easy way to solve our problems, what namas we have got, just make shukr on that. And Allah's 100% promise that Allah will increase us. But we make very little shukr. So anyway, dua also, each one of us thinks, in my 24 hours, in my normal life, which is my slot to make dua? A 2 minute slot, 5 minute, 10 minute slot? Is it before Maghrib? Is it tahajjud time? Have I got a slot? Or is it just that we tell make dua? Yes, yes, make dua. They always make dua, but nobody makes dua. There is a saying that there were four people, one Mr. Nobody, one Mr. Everybody, one Mr. Anybody, and one Mr. Somebody. And then some work had to be done. So everybody thought that somebody will do that work. But nobody did it. And then afterwards, when the work was not done, everybody was blaming somebody. And nobody was getting down to do the work. So the same it is with dua also. We say make dua, it's just a saying. It has just become a saying, make dua. But who makes dua? Even after Farz Namaz, which is the time when duas are accepted, Allah make us maaf, even the imam more, he's just got a, it's like a formality. It's like a, it's one of the things. One of his duties as an imam, he has to make dua. But what is called dua? It is from the heart. Whether your tongue moves or not, that you are immersed in it. And you are begging Allah Ta'ala. That is what is called dua. So this is a night for duas. We need for ourselves. We know the conditions in Palestine. How much duas we should be making. Each one asks that how much am I think for myself? Am I making dua for Palestine? In Syria the conditions are terrible. In the shadow of Palestine, the Shias in Syria are committing great atrocities. In Syria, how they are killing the Muslim women, making them naked, beating them up, making them say the words of kufr and of the Shia religion. And then in Sudan, where the fighting amongst Muslims is fueled by Muslims to make them fight amongst one another. What condition? How much dua? A concern of our qabr. What will be our qabr's life? What will be my old age as my life is going? Khuda na khasta, I be paralyzed. Or anything else happens to me. I may be just lying on the bed, urinating on the bed, defecating, number two also on the bed. Why, who knows our condition, what is? Make dua for that. Who makes dua? And it's not at all in our hands whatsoever. It is all in the hands of Allah. How my maut is going to come? And not a matter of what people will say, how my maut will come for me, for my akhirat in front of Allah. Is my maut first of all even going to come on iman or not? Today there are so many people who pass away, Muslims, but they don't get janazah namaz. In the wars, areas, etc. How many conditions? They don't get a Muslim qabristan also. So what do we know, what is our, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. In the qabr, who is going to help us there? So and that whole life of the akhirat, which should be our predominant for worry, but unfortunately it features nowhere on our agenda. Concern of the akhirat, what will happen in my qabr, how will I answer, we don't think of it. We are worried of my cup of tea, that is important. We are worried of achar must be there on the table. But about akhirat, we hardly even, the thought doesn't come. And that should be the predominant feature in our life. All the time the worry of akhirat. So there is a night of dua. Allah give us all tawfiq. Make dua for us, our family, the community, the ummah, our deen, our dunya, our akhirat. And let us not just take it, all of us, let us not just take it that we was spoken about, we heard it, and before we get up from here, we already, it's all nasyam mansiya, forgotten, like it did, like nothing was said also. We don't even think of dua. Let us try and fix permanently our slot for dua. Whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and how much longer we can make. And the minute a person will get taste of dua, he won't be able to stay away from dua. That what is called munajat, that secret private talking to Allah, where it's only you and Allah. When you speak, har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gay, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gay. All my desires have all been to finish, they are vanished, they are no. Now there is secrecy only. Come now, O Allah. There is my time to speak to you now. No other engagements. No other thoughts also. When we are in dua also, then no all this thought and that thought. It's just me and Allah. That's all. Allah give us that condition that we turn towards Allah Ta'ala. So this is the first of Rajab. Duas are readily accepted. Let us not be unmindful. Among the duas, even before Rajab and even in tonight, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Very important dua. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe for Ramadan. Ramadan is still 2 months away, Rajab and Sha'ban. Whether our health will be, whether we get involved in some, we did nothing whatsoever. You were just driving on the road, and there somebody came and bumped in you, and now you got a court case on. Now your whole Ramzan, you're going to court every day. You have to go and answer there. What you wanted to do is all left one side. So Allah, you keep us, sallimna, our health, our conditions, our engagements, everything. Wa sallim Ramadan lana. And also keep Ramadan safe for us. Sometimes such things happen in the Ramadan. There is a matter that comes in the family. And because of that, may Allah save us all. And this happens so common that a couple are staying nicely. When Ramadan comes, they start fighting. And then they are adamant to divorce also. And now they go and take the mufti's time also. The mufti also wants to make his ibadat. But we got an important issue, talaq issue. Now give us your attention here. Now you are occupied in those things. And they, when now this is divorce, and all the things that go with it, and all the bitterness, and all the dirty linen, and all the filth that comes out. Now whole Ramzan is gone in there. What was Ramzan meant for, and where it's gone? Make the dua. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. And to get the tawfiq of making Allah's ibadat is a luxury. Luxury in the sense, like if a person has lot of wealth, he lives in luxury, he doesn't have to do anything, he's got enough workers to do this. Workers, he just tells that person, you do this, that person, you do that. And he can just be free, just to live a life of ease. So a luxury indeed, that you are absorbed of all other things. Now you're only turning to Allah. There's very few people are blessed with this luxury. Otherwise, you want to make ibadah, but you have to earn your living. You want to make your ibadah, but your father is ill in hospital. You have to go and see him. It's also ibadah that, but what you wanted to make the ibadah, now you can't do that. This thing has come up, that thing has come up within yourself, now your own health. Is deteriorated. Now you can't do anything. So it's only if Allah keep us safe. And Allah keeps Ramadan safe for us. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And not only that, if we get all that opportunity, then also all what we had earned in Ramadan, that Allah must make it qabool. And for the future, it must carry on. It mustn't be that Ramadan we were like angels. And after Ramadan, again we just, from Ramadan night, we turn the leaf again and we go in a different direction. So all, how many du'as there? Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah Ta'ala says, من كان يريد حرث الآخرة That person who makes irada, who makes the intention of the farm of akhirah, that is of akhirat. I want akhirat. So first thing is, again, just like dua is the fundamental thing, irada and intention is the fundamental thing. A person who makes this irada, if we don't even make the irada, who of us have made irada in our lives that I want akhirat? What our irada is, that tomorrow I must go and buy groceries, that I must fix up this in the house, weekend is coming, I'm going to clean my garage. All those iradas we have made. Who of us have consciously made irada for akhirat? Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair was a very great alim. He said that we commonly think, it was in our minds also, that murid is an Urdu word, that you become murid to somebody. And it is in our Indian context. Whereas murid is isbefai, is a pure Arabic word of arada yuridu, the verbs to make an intention. That is a murid who makes an intention. But today the murid doesn't make intention also. We just took it the customary and the technical term. But there is basis and essence of it. That what is it when you want to... Many people have financial problems. They think they got jadu problems. Then let us become murid. Our problems will be solved. That is not at all what this is meant for. This is meant for those people who want to make the islah of their nafs and want connection with Allah Ta'ala. That is what is called a murid. And a murid is also, there is dawam in it, continuous. As long as our intention is to make our islah, to get connection with Allah Ta'ala, then we are murid. Otherwise, there are many murids who come and they want to come close to the Shaykh. So the other, they can impress on the other muridin and other people, I'm very close. And in that way, they try and take out favors from the people. Dunya's favors. It's a common thing that happens. Many become murid and they are close to the Shaykh. And when the occasion said, who has come? They cast the gazes on everyone. Just like many of our friends also, we sit down to eat and at the first glance, they see everything on the dastarkhan. And I mustn't miss out anything there. That roast I mustn't miss out, that I mustn't miss out, everything I must make my share in there. Like that we see all the murids also. Who is here? From which country is he? Then we make contacts with them. And then we invite ourselves to those countries. Then those murids, they complain that this person here, he took my contact, my details, and now he's insisting on me. He wants to come here, and you are so all different. That person has made no irada. He's not a murid in the least, and he can think of himself of the prime and prize, he's the prize murid, but he's zero, nothing. So murid. So anyway, yeah, let us think all of ourselves. A mu'min, we have come here, all we know, 100%, we have come to die. We have come to leave. We have come to go to the akhirah, but we haven't made niyat of the akhirah. I have to go to a certain place, but I did not make intention to go to that place. How will I reach that place? The first thing is the intention. Balance of the things will follow after that. First is, man kana yuridu harthal akhirah. And many other ayat. And to get the taste and enjoyment and the complete taste of deen is everything together, not just lopsided one thing. For example, the Quran speaks of unity and so much praises of unity and the hadith. Now we just take that and we forget all the other ayat that there is no unity on batil. There is no unity on falsehood. We only took a complete lopsided figure. To have good character. What, how many ayat and hadith of good character? Now, what we take good character, that you must smile with everyone, with any strange woman also. And you must be good to other women. And we forget good character, the greatest of good character is to be good to one's own wife. That we forget, and to be good with all the women of the world, that is now what we, that is good character. And what is actual good character? So we got very lopsided ideas, and yet we're thinking, I'm fully in deen, and I'm a dindar person, and I'm alright, that other people, they must come right. And just now the thought came, just mention it also, that shaitan will never leave us. And in fact, the Quran Sharif speaks many places that we commit a guna. Why did you commit guna? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ. Because they did something else before that, it led them to that guna. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ. And this guna they committed because something else. The ulama have written a beautiful summary of all this, that the persistence of guna, insistence of guna, just committing guna all the time, and that is called by the ulama, they say, a person who doesn't make tawbah, he just commits guna. Now think for ourselves, today how many gunas which we are not even aware of we were involved in, and how much tawbah did we make? Did we make tawbah for any of our gunas? Before we go to sleep, will we make tawbah for any of the gunas? We just committing gunas. So this continual commitment of guna leads a person to transgressing limits, going over the borders. Then you go from worse to worse. Like a person, for example, is smoking, then he goes to e-cigarettes, he vaping, then he goes onto some light drugs. Then he goes to, so he's transgressing. This guna and no tawbah is taking to another. A person is teaching in a madrasa also, where there are females also, and female learners also. And he has to talk to this girl, some necessary thing. And no good, for that also there had to be tawbah. But you didn't make tawbah, now you speak to another person, now to another, then you, without you knowing, you are speaking freely to everyone. Without you knowing, you're going, now you are talking to them in privacy. Without you knowing, now you are becoming intimate also. And more, so all this, and the end result, Allah protect us all, is kufr. That is where shaitan wants to take us. The small, small gunas, they lead to going over the limits. And then finally kufr, Allah save us. See, for example, that person now, he became a drug addict, for example. Now his life, what a horrible life he's leading now. The whole family, the extended family, the community have got problems. There is a drug addict now. But also think at the same time, that drug addict will never have pride in him. He's always tell you, I'm a terrible person. He'll have humbleness. And hubbe ja and hubbe ba. One is the love of your passions you follow. And one is pride that you have. Hubbe ja, that is pride, is worse than hubbe ba. Then what you're following your passions and you're committing guna for your passions, for lust, etc. You're becoming a womanizer. You are now, you are in drugs, etc. That person feels guilty all the time. And on the other hand, the person who has got the disease of hubbe ja, pride. People must listen to me. I must be popular. I must be on YouTube. I must have followers by the millions. And all those things that come into a person, that person think for ourselves as we are sitting, all of us. Any person who is a drug addict, we look down on him. Which means we take ourselves to be good. And that person is crying to Allah. And we are having pride in us. Pride is such a sin that very seldom you get tawfiq of tawbah. Because you don't, and especially that person outwardly is not in deen. His dressing, his appearance, he's out of deen. And you are in deen. And you are dressing properly according to deen, to the details of our dressing of deen. And pride is in you. And you don't think of making tawbah. That person is very, and lot of them, they get very good mort also. And this person here, in his outward form of deed, he's fully in dunya. And he doesn't get that, he doesn't think I'm a sinner. He thinks I'm a very pious person. And for the ulama, one thinks that just comes with all types of knowledge. Even deeni knowledge, pride comes with it. That I'm somebody. And until the effort is not made to take it out, that's why always it was by our ulama and our elders that after you become fariq, you finish your alim course, you go to a sheikh to remove all these things. And if you don't go and they are in you, pride is in you, with all your deen's khidmat, your beautiful bayanat and your khutbahs and your namazes you are making all so well, but there's a little bit of pride, you are doomed with all that pride. Till that Riya is another guna, for show and fame. Pride is another guna. Riya is in a person that he wants to show that I'm the, there are two, three imams. Everyone, I'm the popular imam. Everyone loves me. They like my sirat. There are two, three ulama. There are two, three mashayikh, 5, 10. I'm the most popular. People like me the most. People like my bayan the most. You are doomed with all that good work you are doing. If you have got this, so it has to come out from a person. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make irada of akhirah. And when a person makes that irada, then his life will be accordingly. And more important than that, Allah Ta'ala says, declares, nazid lahu fi harfi. From Allah's side, Allah will increase you. You just make the irada that I want to make akhirah. And Allah will, like on shukr, you just make shukr, Allah will give you those things you couldn't imagine. And another thing is, so easy for the great ulama also, for the ordinary person who just went to maktab also, just what we learn, everyone at his level, just what we learn, make amal. Allah's promise is, Allah will give you that knowledge which you haven't got. And if to learn, we know you have to learn. A person who doesn't know, for example, Surah Kahf, now to learn it, it's going to take him time. And he has to put effort and he has to learn, apply his mind. But this knowledge Allah will give you without any effort. Allah will just give it to you free of charge. And you learn Surah Kahf, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, one surah of the, and import, all surahs are important. You learn something of Quran. But Allah will give you that knowledge which you can't understand. What great knowledge people won't understand. What great knowledge Allah will give you. So that it's so easy. Just make amal on what you know. And if we just do that, Allah Ta'ala will give us that knowledge which we had no inkling about, no thought about. Allah will open that knowledge to you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Allah will increase. Nazid lo fi harfi. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا. And a person who wants the farm of this dunya. And that is, now think for ourselves seriously, smart car, smart house, smart lifestyle, holidays, top education for my children, all that. Who hasn't got that? Forget the non-Muslims. We as Muslims, forget ordinary Muslims, we who came here and we claim, or we think, and people think we are doing our Islam. But our full intention, most of us, are still that smart clothes, smart house, smart garden, all this dunya's things are still there. So that is the intention we have made. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. Allah says we will give him minha, of it, not everything. Some of it we will give to him. وَمَا لَهُ فِي... Some of it he'll get in dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Akhirat, no share whatsoever. In another ayat, Allah says, مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا. There are those amongst you whose niyat is dunya. Even in deeni form, your niyat is dunya. You want name, you want fame, you want pride, you want following. So even in dunya also, your niyat is dunya. Even in deen, your niyat is dunya. Minkum may yuridu dunya, wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah. And there are those, even in their dunya, their intention is akhirah. The famous incident of that one great buzurg who went to Haram Sharif, Makkah Sharif, and he saw a person at Multazam. What a place, Multazam. Between Hajar-e Aswad and the door of the Kaaba, where du'as are readily accepted, where every Nabi came and put his chest there and cried his heart out. Every wali, great awliya, came there and all poured out their hearts and made du'a. This person was also there and crying, tears flowing from his eyes. He was a great buzurg whom Allah had blessed also of kashf, that Allah showed him things which other people can't see. So he looked at the heart of this person and he saw that not one moment his eyes thought about Allah Ta'ala. He's all dunya. Just an outward show that I'm making a lot of du'as and I'm crying and outwardly people, and even such a person, from the side of his eyes he'll be looking, who's watching me? Who's watching the tears that are coming? And he will even try and make a sign of the tears that are flowing from his eyes. But by Allah there is no value. And he's right at the Kaaba. And the tears are flowing. And the same is what the Shias we see. That they also at Rozai Mubarak, at Jannatul Baqi, how they cry. But no iman in their heart. You see that with the Bidatis also. How they are so passionate about this. When they do the salam, what they call it? The salami they read. How they read it with passion. But nothing, no value whatsoever. They'll do the, they'll go to the, make their uras. Whole night they'll stay awake. Like all these poor people, Allah give them hidayat. There's people on the roads, they're making whole night, whole weekend, whole week they're working, whole weekend they're worshipping there under the trees and that. And they are moving in their circles and whatever else they are doing. But, amilatun nasiba, making effort, but no results of it. Nothing whatsoever. So we mustn't be fooled by all those things. So that Buzurg saw that person, that he has got no, nothing in his heart about deen, about akhirat. He went to the shops in the bazaar place of Makkah Sharif. He saw a young boy selling goods. 10 customs he's handling at one time. Giving this one goods, giving change to this one, collecting money from that person, explaining about to this person. 10 people. When he cast his eyes on his heart, fully he was not one moment, he was unmindful of deen and akhirat. Outwardly he's full in dunya. So not our, don't let us think that because I'm wearing now kurta, beard I got, topi and amama also, and I wear my, the more the style of the amama, and the more we are pretty, that we only sleep also with the amama. That I'm all the time with my amama, but many times inside there is nothing. Not everyone, Allah only knows. And we must make husn zan with everyone. But we see the condition that such people, and when that complaints come, either the wife complains, family people, town people complain, or that person, many write themselves also, our condition is terrible. That our condition, if people see, they think we are fokhtar, more higher than the malaika also. But our condition is worse than asfalus safilin. More terrible our condition is. It's just all an outward show. So anyway, minkum may yuridu dunya, wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah. There are many people who are outwardly immersed in dunya, but their intention is akhirat all the time. We find how many people, business people, and for all the time their business, what time is Zohar? I must be going for Zohar. And many people in a Darul Uloom, for example. And Zohar, we will read at home. They are teaching all the time. But Zohar Namaz, we'll go home and read it. That person is in his dunya, and he says, Zohar time, I must be there, I must make sure I come first, sir. And this person who is in the madrasa, and he says that I'm tired now, I taught too much, I'll make my Zohar at home, at my own time. Yeah, the Zohar is too early, or the Zohar is too late, I'll go and make it at home. These are common things. Allah give us tawfiq. In that line, there are two things also. The education, and this is the time of the year, madrasas, maktabs will be opening now. Children will be going back to school also. And there are two lines here also. One is the maktab with dini education, Quran, hadith, and masail of wudu, taharat, etc. will be taught. And one is the school education. Which are we also? Minkum may yuridu dunya, wa minkum may yuridu al-akhirah. There are some of us, we will give preference to dunya's education. Others will give preference to deen's education. As far as deen's education is concerned, just see how valuable it is right before the starting of it. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion went for one of his missions, work of his as a Nabi, his work he had to do. And he passed by a certain qabr, and Allah gave him kashf also, opened the conditions of that person in the qabr. That person was in terrible azab. And this is not some comic strips, waliyazu billah. Not some cartoons. It is from Tafsir-e-Kabir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullah. Absolutely authentic. So he saw that person, Allah showed him, in flames, engulfed in flames. Snakes, scorpions, the worst punishment. Allah save us. We're just a little too hot, we can't take it. just a few degrees too hot, a little too cold, we can't take it. Our emotions disturb just little bit. We're not in our senses. I can't focus. I'm so worried about my daughter. I'm so worried about my wife. We can't focus. And that person engulfed physically with the flames of Jahannam and the snakes and the scorpions. And think of it, that if it's me, what is my condition? We just think of it abstractly, that for somebody, it's there. But it could be me. I could be landing in that position as soon as I'm buried, or even perhaps before, and I'm in that condition of that fire. So anyway, he went, completed his work, he came back, passed by the same qabr, again Allah gave him kashf. And now he saw that person in all the ni'mat of Jannat, that he's enjoying in Jannat, the fruit and the food of Jannat, and the Hurul Ain, and the garden, and the water features, and the waterfalls, and what you can think of the ni'mat of Jannat. From here also understand how absolute Allah's Qudrat, that 1 second this person can be in this azab, and Allah will give his body properly again and put him into the ni'mat of Jannat. For Allah, it doesn't even take, as long as it takes kun, as long as it takes for you to pronounce the kaf and the noon, kun, it doesn't take Allah so long also. Allah just makes irada, and and Allah moves that person. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah Ta'ala and said, Ya Allah, a few hours ago, little while ago, he was in terrible punishment, and now he's in great enjoyment. I don't understand, Ya Allah. Allah said, O Isa, when he passed away, when he died, he was a great, great sinner. Every type of sin he was committing. So I was punishing him in his qabr for all his the gunas and the sins that he was committing. However, he left his wife expecting, pregnant she was of his child. The child was born 3 months, 6 months, whatever later. After that, the mother grew up the child, sent the child to maktab now. And when the child perhaps was about 5, 6, whatever. And the child didn't start reading takhti stuff. Not Yassirna al-Quran, part 1, part 2 stuff. Only the ustad told him, Ibni, Iqra. Beta, par, my son, read. What must I read? Bismillah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He didn't still start with Alif also. Only so much he read. With the starting stuff. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ. I felt ashamed. I felt bad. That, أُعَذِّبُ ibni fi بَطْنِ الْأَرْضِ. I'm punishing my banda in the inside of the earth in his qabr. وَوَلَدُهُ يَذْكُرُ ismi عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ. And he's such a child, innocent, masoom child. And he's taking my name on the surface of the earth. He's reading the greatest name, ismi azam, Allah. And he says, starting in my name, Bismillah. And that I'm Ar-Rahman, I'm Ar-Rahim, the most kind, the most compassionate, the most loving. How can I be punished? So immediately I say, this is the starting of the maktab ta'lim, for which we give no importance. And the other side, the starting of the school ta'lim, and the schools make you a school, is where you become a fool. And they make big fools out of you. That starts off there with A for apple. Right? Yeah, the starting was Alif of the name of Allah. When he's going to read Alif, Alif say Allah. And your connection, now you're on the road to Allah. In this dunya you'll have Allah. At the time of mort in your qabr you'll have your Allah with you. All the time Allah will be with you. This is in that direction. And yeah, it is in dunya's things. Eating, drinking. And apple, people have written a lot about the terrible condition of the English language. Today, we also think a person is only educated if he knows English. If he doesn't know English, he's not educated. Education is not with any language. Education is a separate thing. But we think, now, what is the alphabet for apple? A, the pronunciation of A, we know what that is. Apple, what should be the first alphabet? But what should it be start if you pronounce apple? E. It should have been an E, but it's A. Anyway, about a food, that is what they teach you first. And then B, forbet, be forbore. They got you involved in food. Now your life will be in food. Your life will be in sports now. And this is one of the means they are using to destroy the Muslim Ummah and to give them entertainment in sports. And today, who is saved? Not only the youngsters. Boys are getting involved in sports. Girls also. And now there's what tennis? Pedal tennis. Who and who? And what a big fitna. You make your appointment online that for certain time, when you reach there are certain girls also. And you boys and strangers, you are just too keen to make friends with one another. And where it all leads to, it doesn't just lead to friendship. It's not only limited to friendship, all the fitness that come. They involved us in all the sports. And today, not only girls, not only boys, girls, not only men, grandfathers, great-grandfathers. We are involved so much in sport, they have completely destroyed us in there. Then you read C for cat. Now all about the animals now. And so much you get involved in the animals, you go to the zoo to go and see the zoo, visit the animals also. You go and visit a pious person, a person you can, now we're visiting, going to the zoo, going to the Kruger Park now. And now we are making ziyarat of the animals there. Ashraful Makhlukat, they're going to make ziyarat of Asfalusa, of the animals, which Allah Ta'ala says, Ulaika kal an'am, wal hum adal, that they are like animals. We are going to make ziyarat of Ashraful Makhlukat. What the change of the values. Again, that same principle. You commit gunas, you transgress your limits, you from insaniyat, you went to honor that which is the lowest. You were the highest. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. Man, Allah gave him the highest position. He dropped himself the lowest, and that was low, which Allah has declared. You made them high, and you go and see that. Then D for dog and D for donkey. Now you like a dog and you became like a donkey. And there what in Dini Ta'aleem, where and where you reach. And this just carries on all the time, the two paths go different. We must see that which direction are we going. Are we giving it, we say we want the best education for our children. But definitely, the words are very correct. Kalimatu haq turida bihi al-batil. But what, we're giving them the batil education. The best education is deen, where not mankind things you teach, which are the trial and error, which are theories. All the things are theories. All the scientific theorems and all, they change continuously. Everything of this change. What is absolute is jahan khuda ki baat thi, ab bhi wahi hai. Well, Allah's word, where it was, till today, not 1400 years, from the Adam alayhi salam, what Allah had declared, it is there the same, till today also. And that we don't pay attention to. So the best education is the Dini Ta'lim. And see for that maktab where they won't only teach them, and then there's a whole, this thing carries on. There's a divergence of the two. The one leads to where, and the other leads to where. And everywhere you can see that which is the correct path. Allah give us tawfiq for our children to give them the proper education and to see that they practice. Also, just to know is not enough. To practice on that is important. And what great results we will get if we have practice on our Dini Ta'aleem. And the benefits of dunya also. In our education, in round about the 70s or 80s, a graduate lady of ours, Muslim lady, she phoned the police that come and take my mother away from here. She chased her mother out of the house. Mother didn't know, where must the mother go? Old mother, where must she go? A Tamil police came, non-Muslim, and he pleaded with this Muslim lady that please have mercy on your mother. How, imagine who is giving balam and who is giving advice? A non-Muslim telling a Muslim person that how can you do this to the mother? This is what that education. And they become old, you can put them in a foul run, in the old age home. Once a day, if they are lucky, you go and visit them on Mother's Day or Father's Day. The rest of the year, and that also, they must appreciate you came that one day. And you brought some chocolates for them, which they can't eat also now in their old age. They got no teeth in their mouth also. And if they don't appreciate, then you'll swear them also. That I've come to visit you, I'm so busy, and I've come to visit you. And Islam teaches that your jannat lies under the feet of your mother, and the respect of the father. But we prefer to go in the wrong direction and bring destruction to ourselves in this dunya. And akhirat, one time, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, a person in India wanted to give, according to him, his hallucination, that best education. He gave him the best. And he sent him to the university. He sent him to UK to universities. He became a top whatever he was in this dunya's field. He came home, he fell ill. And you could see it was a terminal illness. The father sat by his side and cried and cried and lamented, my whole money I invested in you. And I was expecting now results, return. And now you are dying. The son looked up angrily and he said, oh my father, I see Malakul Maut here. And he's from Malakul Maut who's taking me to Jahannam. And I see the fire of Jahannam. And he's going, and you didn't give me any dini education. You didn't teach me who is Allah, who is Rasulullah, what is Akhirat. That you didn't teach me, you didn't give me that. You just gave me, and be sure that he won't go alone. He'll hold his father by the neck or the throat, and he'll pull him with into Jahannam. So see which education we're giving our children, what we are giving preference to. Our deen-i ta'aleem is the most important, and don't trade it in for this dunya's ta'aleem. That the child needs a haircut, it will be in madrasa time. Child has to go for ballet dancing, and it must be done in madrasa time. That is more important. Child must go for piano lessons, and in madrasa time. Let us see which we giving preference, and pass this message to those people who are leaving their Muslim environment where they are living, where there is masjid, where there are adhan, and they're going to stay amongst the kuffar, where no adhan and nothing. Who are going to stay in the estates, where nobody is allowed to meet them also. Jamaats can't meet with them also. And they are going to the missionary schools, and they are going to the Christian missionary, and where they are taught about all the things of Christ, and about the church. What will be that? What will be your condition? Old age, they will have no time for you. Their time will be for dunya all the time. And akhirat, where Allah's command, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, save yourselves and your family from the fire of Jahannam. If you don't, and they become the fuel of Jahannam, they're going to drag you with. They won't leave you alone. So, and we are sitting here because our parents send us to maktab. We know about namaz. Those who don't know how to make namaz, they don't want to come to the masjid. We don't know how to make namaz. We don't know how, and there are plenty just around us here who haven't been to maktab, and they are frightened to come. They don't know how to make wuzu. They don't know how to make namaz. So appreciate that our parents send us to the maktab. Don't deprive our children. Send them also properly to the maktab, and the essence of it, the amal on it, Allah bless us with that also. Absolutely.